Hello, welcome to the Dice Guys audio podcast for September 16th, 2011. Today on the Dice Guys, Jason and Mike talk about Kickstarter games and ways to fund your game idea and how to get it out there in the world. We'll also be talking about intro games for noobs, those gateway games. The first one's always free. And we've got games of the week that we're picking, as well as Brain Flakes. They're high in fiber and stay crunchy in milk. No, man.
Trying to kill me.
And welcome to episode 3 of episode the 3. Dice Guys.
If you listen to episode 1, good for you because it doesn't really exist. If you listen to episode 2, hooray!
Hey, we appreciate you actually taking the time to listen to
it. Well, I appreciate you for coming back after that.
Yeah, no joke. Okay, if you're listening to us from anywhere other than our website, the address is www.thediceguys.com.
Yeah, don't go to diceguys.com. That's some kind of weird gambling thing. Yeah. They don't even know what they're doing.
Very interesting stuff. Okay. Yeah. Anyway, I'm Jason, and this is...
Mike.
And we are basically gaming nerds, if you didn't listen to the second one. And this is what we like to talk about.
We just like to talk about it. And so, try to get it out there for you.
Mike, what did you do last week?
What did I do last week? I slept a lot.
Congratulations.
I didn't get very much rest either. I just slept a lot. It wasn't very restful sleep. I really don't know what's going on. I think I might have to go to my doctor. And there's something wrong with my back, too. And then I got this thing on my elbow that,
okay,
you know,
old guy. No, I was thinking more...
Hey, look at this. Do you think this has a...
I was thinking more along the lines of where we went last week.
Did that entail any kind of...
Don't even go there.
Okay.
Okay. Talking about the game store, or, sorry, bookstore that...
Books-A-Million.
Yeah. That we vultured.
Yes, we were vultures. Books-A-Million, apparently, at least this one store is going out of business. We were driving past it and happened to see up to 40% off.
And while we hate to see a bookstore closing, we love getting our games cheap.
We do, yes.
All right, so just a quick rundown of the games we picked up.
Mm-hmm.
Picked up an English pub game called Shut the Box.
Yes, it looked pretty cool. It's not built very well, but...
Yeah, it's not an in-depth game, but it'll be a good quickie. Mm-hmm. And I picked up the RPG Gamma World based off of D&D 4th Edition rules.
Oh, really? Okay,
yeah,
that's good.
It's like a remake of the 80s version, which...
I liked the Gamma World back in the 80s.
Yeah, and this one actually looks like a lot of fun. So once we get a chance to play it, we may throw a review up here for it.
Mm-hmm. So at least been on a website.
Yeah. Okay, and the two you picked up?
The two I picked up was the Spam Dice game, because it had dice in it, and it had a spam can.
And how can you pass something like that?
Yeah, now unfortunately it doesn't smell like spam, so which...
Fortunately, unfortunately, yeah, you know, yeah. That's a point of view thing.
That's true. The dice in it, I'm just going to go right out here and just right now just say that the dice are bad. They're dice with stickers on it. They're not printed. They're not, you know, carved. They just have stickers planted on them. So they're not going to last very long. But what do you want for $4? You know, it's like $7.99.
And you got a cool can.
And I got a cool can. And also got... Dun-dun-dun-dun! Dice Capades.
The game you've been wanting to get.
I've been wanting this game forever, but I didn't want to pay that much for it.
And lo and behold, 40% off.
40% off here. And it's basically got 100 dice in it of different types. 6-sided, 20-sided, 12-sided... colored dice, wood dice, 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 and basically from what I can see in the game, you just you pick cards and you roll the dice that it says on the card and you move on the board and everything. Well, we'll do a review later and everything so people can know if it's worth $15.
Sounds great.
I don't know if it'd be worth $20, really. But $15 might be worth it for that many dice.
Actually, I mean, at the very least, you can use those dice for other things.
Yeah.
All right. So that's very cool.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
We're starting a new thing this time, the Brain Flakes.
Things
that hit us as being interesting, but maybe don't deserve a whole lot of depth, in-depth discussion.
Probably not.
Of course, some of the Brain Flakes we have this week are pretty interesting, and as the story develops, they may develop into something we need to talk about more. Mm-hmm. So let's start off with what you found.
Yes, I found this cool one. This kind of brings up an interesting topic, which we might want to cover eventually.
Right.
But it is basically they're turning video games into board games. Now, this has been kind of an ongoing growing thing for a while because we've had StarCraft has become a board game. World of Warcraft has become a board game. Mm-hmm. There's been other video games that have become that have been board games. I mean, back in the 80s, I think they had a Pac-Man board game.
And there was one for Tron, I believe, which was a movie and then a game and then a board game.
Yeah, but the news story this week, of course, is that Gears of War is coming out as a board game. So it'll be kind of interesting to see what they do with that as a board game. I thought the World of Warcraft one was kind of long and involved, but this one could be interesting. Might be playable.
Yeah, absolutely. It's kind of a tough subject to go into because they're two very different things, and so they never seem similar.
Mm-hmm.
You know, was it a good translation of the video game? Well, it's really not the same thing. It's apples and oranges kind of thing.
Yeah, so, it'll be interesting to see how they do get the flavor of it, but don't just try to totally translate it into a board game. I don't think it's gonna work.
It won't work if they do that. Yeah.
Yeah. What else did you find?
Okay, Uganda. Is putting out a board game. Yeah, they're...
The government.
Mm-hmm. With the backing of several decent organizations like the Jane Goodall Foundation and other wildlife conservation organizations have gotten together and they have created a board game that to promote the sustainable use of natural resources and to conserve wildlife.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
It's a cool idea. They right now are marketing it. They're not marketing it. They're putting it into the schools because their target audience is children to get them thinking about wildlife conservation.
What was the name of the game again?
The name of the game is Uganda Snapshot Safari.
Well, that's pretty cool because it sounds like they're taking pictures of animals, not actually going out and killing animals.
Yeah, the whole idea is wildlife preservation. Mm-hmm. So you know,
that's pretty cool.
And everything about this seems really awesome, but it's coming from the government of Uganda, which has a policy of hatred.
Hmm.
They have legislation that if you are gay, lesbian, or HIV positive, then they can give you the death penalty. Just because you decided to live your life in a way different from the way they do. They also have instituted legislation that if you are a Ugandan citizen and you have same-sex relations in another country, they can get you extradited back to Uganda so that they can kill you.
Oh, well, that doesn't sound like fun.
No, and to be perfectly honest, I can't support a government that has this regime of hatred and...
Yeah.
You know, that it makes me sick to my stomach.
Well, right now, they're just kind of distributing it amongst their own schools and
it's
things.
Just amongst their own schools, but I believe the plan is to market it to the world as a wider concern. And quite honestly, I mean, their policies just piss me off. I can't deal with it.
I can see that. So, yeah, I mean, it'll be a hard decision about whether if you're that deep into politics and that and everything or those ideas, do you support the government by buying their game or not?
Right.
Even by the little bit of money to be given for this game.
Right.
So, yeah,
I don't really want to support the government, but the idea behind the reason for the game, I do support. So, it's a hard thing.
But because it's for some good causes mm-hmm. are in there and everything. So yeah, it's gonna be a hard decision if they ever decide to go worldwide with this thing.
Yep. Yeah.
So I've got one last one, I think.
Okay.
That I think is pretty cool. Totally unrelated to games.
It's quite all right. We're not strictly games here.
Of course. This one is about a gentleman in the University of Glasgow who has basically created life out of metal.
Yeah. The living cells from tungsten and other related metals.
Mm-hmm. But yes.
Yeah, kind of creepy.
Yeah, he's created cells that are permeable, so the cells can let certain chemical substances in, certain not, and they can replicate apparently. Mm-hmm. They don't replicate by DNA, obviously, because there is no DNA. They're metal.
Mm-hmm.
But they apparently somehow know how to copy themselves from the other cells around them.
Yeah, from what I read, they use the neighboring cells as a template to create a copy.
Yeah, so they grow. And it's kind of cool and creepy, because you're basically looking at, I don't know, Terminator 2 stuff?
Yeah, Skynet is not far.
Yeah.
You know, actually, Skynet is very far, but this is the beginning.
Yeah, or you know, those little spider creatures in Stargate,
mm-hmm.
you know, that replicated themselves and built things and everything.
Yeah,
that's pretty scary.
Not creepy at all.
Yeah, not creepy at all. So,
And the other thing is apparently these cells are showing evidence of evolving. Now, what that entails, I don't know. It's just the statements that these scientists have made, that they're seeing signs of evolution within the cells.
Hmm.
But ultimately, what this does is this makes the statement that not all life necessarily has to be carbon-based.
Yeah, or water. You know, need water, which is one of the criteria that scientists are using now when they're looking out in the universe for life. They're only looking for water-based, carbon-based, you know.
Right, whereas, you know, Star Trek, which is one of our favorite shows, they run out, they look for M-class planets to find life. You know what? May not just be M-class planets producing life. We've got something here that says mm-hmm. all the conditions may be met for life that don't include anything that we know.
Yep, it's just tungsten.
Yes.
Who would have known life inside your light bulb?
Yep.
Yeah. So.
All right.
Well, back to games, though. We've got Kickstarter.
Yep.
Kickstarter. If anybody out there has a game idea and they've been wondering how they're going to fund it and get money for it, you live in a good time. Because you know, back in the day, in the 80s, 90s, you know, early times when hobby games were coming to fruition, you pretty much had to put your game together, sketch it out, take it down to the local copy machine place and make your things and put it in a baggie. And
yeah,
around.
Yeah, absolutely. And you had to hope that it would catch on and that some of the people that it caught on with would spread out across the country. And that
usually
there would
through
be
gaming
some,
conventions.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And there would be like interest generated over years.
Over years, yeah.
And maybe eventually you'd get your game actually professionally produced and marketed and distributed.
Maybe make some money at it.
You,
possibly.
Over the long run, you're not ever going to quit your day job, you know.
But there's a shortcut now.
Absolutely.
And those are funding sites on the internet. And one of those is Kickstarter, kickstarter.com. It's a fascinating site. There's tons of different things on there where people are trying to fund their projects, shows, videos,
yeah, movies,
paintings, art.
Albums. I mean, everything.
Yeah. But there's a sizable board game and card game community there. It's huge.
Mm-hmm.
So
absolutely, and the amazing thing is the amount of funding available to these people.
Mm-hmm.
A
lot of these people only asked in the initial funding for like $5,000.
Anywhere
to get their
from $5,000 to $25,000 is what I've seen,
mm-hmm.
and we've got people that have games that
been donated.
Still have half a month left. 15, 20 days, and they're already fully funded. And the extra money for those last days that money's still coming in on is going to go to extra advertising and extra, you know, distribution. Covering distribution. Yeah,
because that's one of the most expensive things is getting that advertising, getting the word out, getting the distribution deals so your game can be distributed around to all the different people that want to get it.
All of a sudden, instead of Xerox copies of instructions in the box, we're all going to get glossy four-color print instructions, you know?
It's pretty cool.
It's pretty amazing.
If you go on the site, just do a search for board games. It'll immediately come up with board games and card games that you can kind of just browse through. Doesn't really line them up very well. They're listed by popularity or they're listed by recent, but to see all of them is a little bit difficult. But still, you can kind of browse through, see if there's one you like. You can give some money to it, donate some money to it. On the right-hand side of every page, there's a list of what the donations will get for you. $1 might not get you anything, but you know they might say $5 gets you in an extra die, a special dice. $10 gets you something else. They have games in here where people are, for a certain amount of money, they'll put your likeness in the game on a card or on a figure. So
right, absolutely.
Pretty cool stuff.
And, you know, just because you don't have enough to get the reward levels doesn't mean you shouldn't give. If you see a game that you feel like deserves your support and you only have $1 and there isn't a $1 reward level, well, then go ahead and donate that dollar. You've added to the support of a game that you want to see come into existence.
Yeah.
And you can be proud of that fact.
Pretty cool stuff.
It is very cool stuff, and unfortunately not well known yet. But obviously, like you said, they're in the board game area at least, there is a great deal of interest.
Yep. We might as well go on to Games of the Week.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeehaw, got snake eyes.
What's your Game of the Week, Jason?
Well, I decided to go with a family game, Apples to Apples. And this is a game that we've played quite a bit because it's pretty awesome.
It is pretty awesome. It's very simple.
Yeah, it is. It was originally put out by Out of the Box Publishing and apparently has been purchased by Mattel. They are the distributors now. Each player gets dealt 7 red cards. A judge throws out a green card that has some form of adverb or adjective. The red cards all have nouns, subjects, phrases, sort of things on them. And the players are trying to match their red cards as closely as they can to the meaning of the green card.
Okay.
And the judge is the final say in the matter. Okay, you can't argue with him. If he decides that the Milky Way is smelly, then the Milky Way is smelly.
Awesome.
Okay?
And it very well could be.
He's
got humans out in this arm of it.
Who knows what's in the rest of it.
That's right.
Could be something made out of tungsten.
Could be.
But anyway.
Does tungsten smell?
Yeah, that's a really good question.
I'm going to have to go sniff some.
Yeah, go experiment with that.
I have snorted stuff before, so.
There are variations of the game that have been printed. There's the Party Edition, which has the original game plus all the expansions. The Junior Edition, there's even a Disney-themed edition. There's the Bible
edition.
There's a Jewish edition. They've put out tons of variations of this game.
That's pretty cool.
It is. They range anywhere from $15 to $25, which in gaming terms is very reasonable. Basically, that's my pick because it has extreme replayability. Each game lasts anywhere from like 15 to 30 minutes, and you can play 3 games in a row and not feel like you've worn it out. You're not tired of it even after 3 games. So that's my choice. Not necessarily my favorite game, but a very awesome game.
Yeah. Yeah, and if you want to pick it up or find more information about it, then we're going to put that in the show notes as well. So you can go and find out more information and even buy it if you'd like. So,
yes, sir.
Now, would you say Apples to Apples is a good game for beginners, people who haven't really played a lot of games before?
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, this is definitely one. This is one we've used to introduce people who weren't gamers into gaming. And while they didn't necessarily go all the way whole hog into like role playing games and stuff afterwards, that's not necessarily the point.
No.
They were able to go into some other hobby type games after playing Apples to Apples for a while. But, you know, the idea is just to get people to sit down together and socialize and enjoy playing a game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because there's a lot of pretty good games out there for introducing people to bigger concepts.
If you were
other ideas of gaming.
If you had somebody that had never been a gamer, you know, checkers was pretty much their limit. They don't go in for the nerdy stuff like Doctor Who or the Guild or, you know, reading the Xanth series or whatever.
Yeah.
What would be your choice of game?
Oh, boy, my choice of game. Well, last week we went over one, which I think is a really good one to introduce people to a different type of card game, and that's the guillotine game.
Absolutely.
Because, you know, I mean, you know, it's a, you know, you're chopping off people's heads. What's more fun than that?
So, right, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
So, in fact, there's a lot of people today when I was driving over here that, you know, I just want to chop off their heads. So we might have to play some guillotine after this.
Angry drivers!
But, no, another good, if anybody out there has ideas for good games that they've introduced people to gaming with or might make a good introductory game to get them away from just Slapjack and Old Maid, then
not that there's anything wrong with those
not
games.
That there's anything wrong with those games. I'm just saying, maybe you want to move them ahead a little bit more. Stop by our site. You can go to the show notes and just leave in the comments some ideas about what your games are.
Yeah, absolutely. We'd love to hear your ideas for intro.
It'd be
games.
Pretty cool. It'd be a lot of fun to kind of compare notes and everything. Another one that I think makes a good introductory game is the one that I've picked for my game of the week.
Oh, absolutely.
And that is Kill Dr. Lucky.
Fun game.
Yeah. Now, if anybody out there is familiar at all with Kill Dr. Lucky, then you'll know that it's been around for a while. Kill Dr. Lucky is kind of the reverse of Clue. So that's why I think it makes a good game for newbies. Because instead of, you know, looking for Mr. Mustard in the parlor with a candlestick, which would be really strange, you're actually trying to be Colonel Mustard, looking for Mr. Body, which in this case is Dr. Lucky, and doing him in. And killing him.
Absolutely.
And the way you do that is basically you move around the board. You can have up to 7 players. And you want to try to find Dr. Lucky in a room somewhere where there's no line of sight from any other person, and then you kill him. And you have weapons that add points to your damage. And in the new version, you actually have spite chips that add points to your damage. And you can even just, if you don't have any weapon in hand, you can poke him in the eye. So that usually does 1 point, but with those spite chips, you can make it 2, 3, 4 points. You might actually kill Dr. Lucky with a finger in the eye. It's pretty awesome. So, the new version also has the and his little dog 2 expansion set included in it. So it used to be a $7.99 expansion, but now you can get Kill Dr. Lucky and his little dog 2 for just $29.99. It's published by Paizo now, and it's all on really nice. It's got a really nice color board. It used to come with wooden pieces, but they've traded those in to make the price go down a little bit lower for some really nice cardstock and stand figures. And it's pretty nice. I actually don't have a copy of that one myself. I have the original cheap-ass game version.
Right, which is not that he's not disparaging the quality of the game. The game company was called Cheap-Ass Games.
Correct, and they put out a ton of different games, basically rule sets with cardboard, paperboard boards and cards and hand-drawn things and envelopes.
Yeah, Xerox copied envelopes. Yeah. I mean, it would It was cheap.
It was cheap. But, you know, the game was like $5, and you got a nice rule set for a fun game. And you provided your own dice or your own counters.
Right.
And everything. But, you know, they
just
kind of...
Yeah, the main thing was that the game was just really well written. Mm-hmm. Very humorous. A lot of fun to play.
Yeah. They're actually still around. You can find them. I think it's cheapassgames.com, isn't it?
I believe so. Yeah. They still have a lot of games that... are available through PDF.
Yeah, just download them for PDF. Mm-hmm. But this particular one sold through Paizo as kind of an updated, nice, really nice version of it.
Yeah,
and it's a lot of fun for the whole family. Like I said, it kind of harkens to Clue. So if you've got somebody in your family who likes Clue, they'll probably like this game. They might like it too much. You might want to have to watch yourself at night. So
hey, well, for those people, they also have an alternate version.
They do have an alternate version. If you don't like killing people, Paizo's also published the sequel, Save Dr. Lucky, in which you are trying to save him from being killed. So if you have something against murder, which you know Jason and I don't, then feel free to get Save Dr. Lucky too. All this stuff's gonna be on our website too, so you can,
if we don't get investigated by the FBI after Mike's last statement.
Yeah. So anyway, but yeah, that's my pick of the week. Kill Dr. Lucky.
All right, excellent. Game of that's our show.
It.
Yeah, check out Kickstarter.com. And look up board games there.
Mm-hmm.
See if there's anything that you feel like supporting. And maybe if you have some crazy game idea, you might want to jump into Kickstarter to get it funded.
Try to get it funded. And
absolutely. We love seeing new games come out.
And feel free to stop by our site and drop in any kind of games for noobs that you like.
Mm-hmm. And if you have a game on Kickstarter and you want to let us know, feel free.
Yep. So, and watch your back, because those metal people are probably coming your way, and they're looking to do on your little dog, too. So, I'm just saying.
Nice time.
So, until next week.
Let's keep rolling dice.
Keep rolling the dice. No, man.
Trying to kill me!